You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IAS 2007, the fourth International AIDS Society conference on HIV pathogenesis, treatment, and prevention. Sydney, Australia, July 22nd through July 25th, 2007.
This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of the Body Pro. I'm at IAS 2007 in Sydney, Australia, and I have with me now Dr. Mark Kolodny, a professor of medicine at Stanford University in California. He is director of the HIV Clinical Program and Public Health Research Center at the Veterans Affairs Palo Alto Healthcare System. And he presented a poster that he will walk us through.
So this is a poster that we're presenting that looks at the correlation of antiretroviral resistance and clinical events in the OPTIMA trial. Now, the OPTIMA trial is a strategy trial that's been ongoing now for about 6 years. That is a collaboration between the USVA hospitals, Canada, and the UK. And what it is a strategy trial where patients are randomized to either be on a three-month treatment interruption or not. And then they're also randomized again to either receive a standard regimen of three drugs, of HIV drugs, or a megahertz regimen, which is defined as really five or more drugs. And the outcome of the study is new AIDS events or death. Now, the purpose of the current analysis was to understand whether various markers of antiviral resistance correlated with either a virologic response or the development of a new AIDS event or death. And so what we did is we looked at a variety of different, what we consider to be important resistance markers. One was something called the phenotypic susceptibility score, which measures the number of drugs that a person's virus is still sensitive to. We also looked at genotypic scores for each of the classes of drugs. So we counted the number of mutations that each patient had in each class, and then that would give them a score of for resistance. We also looked at specific mutations, for instance, to lamivudine, the 184V mutation, or thymidine-associated mutations. And we threw all these into a pot and mixed them around in a multivariate analysis. And the bottom line is that really none of the resistance markers are predictive at baseline of whether somebody is going to have a new AIDS event or death. What was predictive, we did look at the level of virus that patients had. We also looked at their CD4 count. And not surprisingly, CD4 count level was a very strong predictor of whether somebody was going to be having an AIDS event or death. So at this point in time, the study is still blinded to treatment arms, so we can't really comment on what these patients got in terms of the strategy. So this is the overall cohort of about 370 patients. I should point out a couple of things. These are patients that are very advanced in treatment, so they have three-class drug resistance to begin with, which is why we felt we could do the study in this particular group of folks. And when you look at the number of mutations that they have, the number of drugs that they've seen over the course of their lifetime, and also the number of drugs that they're resistant to, pretty much the entire group has multi-drug resistance to almost all the drugs that were available at the time that they came on the study. So they have very limited treatment options, and I think the interesting thing will be early next year the study will be unblinded and we'll find out whether treatment interruptions followed by a megahertz regimen of many, many drugs is advantageous or not.
There's an odd conclusion in note in the conclusion, which is subjects who were tenofovir naive had a higher likelihood of a clinical event. Is that, what does that mean?
No, in fact, it's a confusing conclusion that I think at this point is still not well worked out. If you look at the phenotype results of the patients, the one drug that still has some activity left at baseline for people is tenofovir. Most all the other drugs, except for tipranovir, which very few patients were on or were studied for, which is also susceptible. It's a confusing conclusion that I don't actually have an answer for.
And could you talk a little bit about the population, their age, et cetera, gender?
Sure. Well, this is a somewhat older population. 48 years old was the average age. It was almost entirely made up of men. And from a race ethnicity factor, 49% were white, 39% were black or African American. The study, again, was also done in Canada and the UK, although the VA contributed about two-thirds of the patients or so compared to the other two countries. It was also, as I said, a group that had a very advanced stage of disease. Their average CD4 count was 127, and the viral load was almost 100,000. And as I said, that most of these people had seen on average about 10 different HIV drugs before they got onto this trial. And again, being a strategy trial, the doctors were free to put people on whatever drugs they wanted as long as they maintained the strategy of the trial.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on IAS 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/IAS2007.